much about.
Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, dog.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's, dude, let me tell you, I'm in radio, right? But, yeah, no, yes.
Cause the Kevin's gonna drink, and Bean is gonna tweet, and Beer Mug's gonna eat, yeah. Fire Beer Mug, woohoo, fire Beer Mug.
First off, I want to say you're very good at your craft work.
And now,
how does it taste?
It's salty and warm. It's not stuff I like in my mouth.
Our feature presentation.
That is how you want to start a day. That was the Bachelor.
Oh.
Last week, I think it had something to do with them drinking goat's milk, I want to say. I don't know.
The girls were not
into the salty and warm in their mouth at all. So, morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 10th of February.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Bean.
They're morning. Fine.
That wasn't even what I was going to ask.
Oh, please.
All right, I can't believe I'm about to do this. I hate car chases.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
It was quite a car chase last night.
Let me back up. That was a little strong, wasn't it? That was a little strong.
Harsh.
All right, I feel bad about that. I love them.
They're an enormous waste of resources, and they are pointless. They affect 0.00000001% of the people who are watching TV at the time, yet they dominate for hours sometimes. They're just a giant waste of time.
I would imagine there are a lot of people in your camp as well that just,
yeah,
they see it and they turn it.
Hate it so much. But I only bring this one up yesterday because I know everybody was very excited about it. And I know that it involved a live carjacking, and I'm just wondering if that's the first time that has happened. Kevin, you're the king of the car chase.
It's the first time I've ever seen it.
Live carjacking.
The cameras on you.
How much of the car chase did you see yesterday?
Probably only half. I was bummed when somebody texted me. I was like, oh, shoot. It's already going on. How did it start? Where did he get the car? What's happening? Does he have a gun? You know, all the questions that you want to ask.
Don't you have the car chase alert? Set up where they text you as soon as the car chase begins?
Now it's just the king of Mexico, and sometimes he can be pretty slow.
Yeah. Well, they have not released the name or condition of the man yet. He was still alive several hours afterwards, police said. He's between 20 and 30 years old. Unknown whether he got hurt in everything that went down. But apparently he stole at least 3 cars. I guess when the car chase started, he was in a stolen car, smashing into cars all over the place, driving the wrong way. I mean, the type of things you only see in movies. Can you imagine what it would be like to drive down a busy 4- or 6-lane highway in the wrong direction, Kevin? Can you imagine the terror in that?
It seems like that would be bad.
It was shocking how fast he was willing to take that chance, because you're kind of counting on other people not turning into you by accident,
right,
to try to get away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's hitting all sorts of cars. And then here's Fox Channel 11 covering an actual live carjacking on the news, which, again, I don't believe I've seen before. And the anchors, I think, were pretty surprised as well.
Although, we saw them some debris from this vehicle flying off earlier. And you can see that tire now. Smoke coming out of the driver's side.
By the way, that's another point I wanted to make, because we often talk about the helicopters are above you. You know you're not getting away.
Right.
Your tires are burnt, are either shot out or just blown out from the driving, and now you're on a rim. What keeps you going? Aren't you just making it worse and increasing the likelihood that you or someone else will be seriously hurt or killed?
Well, first of all, I don't think he cares if he or somebody else is seriously hurt or killed.
He's
because
past
he's
that.
Literally going the wrong way on. But, I would think if you're running, you just go, well, I'm going to jail. So it's another 10 minutes.
Right.
I mean, how much worse can it get?
Maybe you want to wait for Strikers 420 or something.
Sure.
You just want to enjoy yourself. All right. So tires out. He's driving wrong way, hitting cars.
Tire.
Wow.
As he careens off the road into another vehicle right there.
There he is. He bails out. Looks like one suspect. And then he's going to
try and get in another
vehicle.
Looks
like he could be injured. Uh, he,
Okay, so it looks like he could be injured because he's running along and it looks like he's limping, but he's not. What he's actually doing is trying to pull the gun from the waistband of his pants. So right. That's what they see him doing.
He's trying. Oh, he has a gun. He's going to carjack this vehicle, gets the driver out. The woman flees and runs and gets into yet another vehicle. So we do know now there's some police officers there on the scene at the end of this traffic collision. That was the fourth traffic collision, I believe, to have occurred during this chase that we know of.
I'm a little bit surprised they just don't have a sharpshooter that can just take a guy like that out. As close as those police cars were, it seemed like that would have been a shot somebody could make and just end it right there. But I guess the fear is the bullet miss or the bullet goes through him and hits somebody else. The woman that was carjacked, by the way, was named Elizabeth Yarahuan. She was 22 years old. He just came up to me and pointed the gun at me and told me to get out of the car. I unbuckled myself and I opened the door and I ran out. It was horrible. I don't wish that on nobody. So
ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So how did it finally end? Did they get him cornered or why did he finally stop?
Kevin? Wedged his car in traffic and then they just swarmed and he got out. It looked like he was trying to get another car probably, yeah. And then gunfire.
And they knew. Oh, did they shoot him?
Yeah, they shot him.
Oh, wow. Because, the article said that he was alive several hours later, but yeah. I didn't know what his injuries were. And he had a gun, too. Did he shoot back?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, that was a...
That was
unusual.
I know a lot of people think that that's what you hope happens when you watch, but I don't think that's the case. I mean, most of the time it doesn't end that way.
Right.
Sort of...
That's kind of horrifying when that happens.
It is, yeah. You don't really want to see that.
But you don't think most people are watching hoping the guy crashes?
No.
Well, crashes,
well, crashes,
yes.
Maybe.
You don't want to see bumper cars.
You don't want to see disaster, right? But you also don't know how it's going to end, and you're curious. You're curious of how long is he going to go? What's going to happen when he finally gets out?
Why is
he
almost never a woman driving the car?
Is he going to be wearing a dress like that one dude? Yeah. He's going to steal a tank? There's all kinds of questions. That's good entertainment right there.
Well, you got a little bit of extra excitement in your drive yesterday, at least.
Well, nobody told me that the car chase show was coming back yesterday. I would have T-boned it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'm starting to feel nauseous.
Same. Ralph and Petros have highlights of The Bachelor.
Yes. God bless him.
God bless him. We have Dr. Sadie Allison, mm-hmm. who is a sexpert, and she has the top 10 incognito sex toys.
Awesome.
For Valentine's Day. They told us that Vladimir Putin has Asperger's.
How
what
dare
are
you?
The what are you talking about? I said Vladimir Putin.
Okay. Yeah.
What are the chances? Because we work with a guy who has Asperger's.
All mugs, yeah.
Real King, Fake King on the program today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
O.J. Simpson's upset that Cuba Gooding Jr. is going to play him in a movie. He wants somebody else.
That seems like pretty good casting to me, by the way.
I think so, too.
He looks a lot like him, and he's a good actor. So what else could you want?
And we also have comedian Rafi May.
Yeah.
In studio today. Very excited about that. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56.
Hey, let's see what a Tuesday morning Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman sounds like right now.
Nerd Joy.
Is that a band or?
Yes. Yes, Kevin, it's a band. Excellent. Or it's just nerds being happy.
Ah.
As in the words Nerd Joy.
Ah.
That's what was happening yesterday when it was announced that Sony is letting Spider-Man go. If you love him, let him go. If he returns to you, then he loves you too. If he doesn't return to you, then perhaps he was annoyed by some habit that you had that drove him into the arms of another. Sony and Marvel are teaming up for the future of Spider-Man, which is good news for nerds everywhere who are always frustrated by the fact that many of Marvel's signature characters were held separate from the Marvel Universe on the big screen. This new deal, a partnership between Sony and Marvel/Disney, will bring Spider-Man basically back together with his old pal, the Avengers. Spider-Man will now get to interact with such characters as Iron Man and Thor and Captain America, who in the comics, of course, have been big parts of each other's lives, but now they'll get to be so on the big screen as well, which is great news for nerds everywhere.
A lot of nerd tweeting last night.
There was. So it looks like Spidey will be rebooted yet again into another franchise. But before that happens, he will make an appearance into, as of yet, an undisclosed Marvel film. So will that mean the new Thor movie or the new Captain America movie or the next Avengers two-part story. We don't know yet, but it looks like Spidey and his old pals are getting back together again. So nerd joy throughout the land. Or that's a band, depending on who you ask. This is more and more disturbing all the time, this Bobby Christina Brown story.
Oh, no. Now what?
Well, apparently sources are saying that the police now are investigating Nick Gordon, her so-called husband. Rumors are swirling around the fact that things often came to blows between these two. Mm. And police apparently want to know how Bobby Christina sustained a few injuries to the face and mouth before she would was discovered face down in the bathtub last weekend.
No.
They also want to know where the drugs came from that were found in the house. So this is, of course, leading to speculation that because Nick is reportedly being investigated by police, that there may have been some altercation between the two leading to her injuries and to her being found in the bathtub. And by all accounts, she is reportedly brain dead, and the family is still arguing and fighting over whether to pull the plug or not. So remains to be seen. But this kid, Nick Gordon, may in fact be responsible for her condition, which is tragic. Now we know who is going to be the Roastmaster General for the upcoming Justin Bieber roast. Kevin Hart. It was announced yesterday he will be the Roastmaster, and for his part, he said, "I don't normally do roasts, but I had to step out for my guy Biebs."
Are they friends?
Wait, I don't know. I don't know.
They're picking friends to do it?
I don't know. Doesn't mean he's friends. He may be saying, "I couldn't resist roasting this guy."
I don't like it.
It's about to be Operation Roast Everyone's Ass, he said. So, you get ready for everyone's ass to be roasted, okay. I'm guessing.
All right.
He was pretty funny on Saturday Night Live, Kevin Hart. I mean, he's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy. Sure.
Yeah, he could be all right.
Congratulations to actor Eddie Redmayne from The Theory of Everything. Plays Stephen Hawking, of course, in that film. He picked up the Best Actor prize at the BAFTA Awards over the weekend, which is often an indicator for Oscar success. Although this is kind of cool because it was in the UK, home of Stephen Hawking. Hawking himself appeared with Eddie.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Felicity Jones was also there. Yeah, she's a good deal. Boyhood won the best film. Julianne Moore won for best actress. So we'll see whether these British awards have any effect on the Oscars, which are set for February the 22nd here in Hollywood. Today's celebrity birthdays, TV, radio host, and lunatic Glenn Beck celebrates his 51st birthday today. Laura Dern's 48. No bell for Laura Dern, huh?
What do you think?
I'm on the fence.
I think she's belly.
Maybe just one.
Director Vince Gilligan, man who brought us, of course, Saul in Breaking Bad. 48 years old today. Elizabeth Banks is 41 years old. Emma Roberts turns 24. And the lovely and talented Chloe Grace Moretz celebrates her 18th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The hilarious Ralphie May joins us in the 7 o'clock hour here this morning. And at 9, we'll give you access to a performance with Imagine Dragons at the Troubadour. That's a good deal right there.
That's pretty strong.
Plus, your name goes into a Friday morning drawing to go on tour with the band. You can see them again in Salt Lake City, in Las Vegas, in Atlanta, and get your own in-flight acoustic set with the band. Very excited about that new Imagine Dragons album that's coming out here pretty soon. That was a great song we heard on Sunday night during the Grammys. And I'm looking forward to the record, so it's going to be great. All this week on K-Rock at 9, noon, 3, 6, and 9. Get the details at KROQ.com.
The National Enquirer has a story about a TV miniseries that's going to be made about O.J. Simpson.
Oh, okay.
And his trial and the whole thing that went down.
It looks pretty legit to me, by the way, this miniseries.
And they've announced that Cuba Gooding Jr. is going to play O.J. Simpson.
All right.
And then, for some reason, somebody asked O.J. Simpson if that was okay. And then, for some reason, they took his answer and printed it, like we care. But O.J.'s not happy with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Really?
That's not good enough.
By the way, Cuba Gooding Jr. has been in some terrible movies. Let's remember Snow Dogs.
Oh, there's no question.
But he's also a really good actor. I mean, he's in Selma that's in theaters right now. He's on this Empire TV show. He's doing some good work there. I mean, the guy is a good actor, and I think he'll do a fine job playing O.J. Simpson.
Not good enough for O.J.
Well, let's go out to the prison in Las Vegas, Nevada, where OJ is currently, and he joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock for the first time in 2015. Hi, Juice.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
I'm glad to hear that.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Because I am in prison.
Right. Yeah.
And there's nothing better than that. Wait a minute.
So just to recap, you killed a bunch of people and got away with it and then went to jail for 33 years for trying to rob somebody.
See, there you go again. The white media got to try to bring down the Juice. Look, I'm the Juice.
Right.
And I didn't kill anybody and steal nothing. All I did was make some great movies with Leslie Nielsen called Naked Gun.
That's all you did.
That's all I did.
Of
course, was one of the greatest running backs in history.
Right. All right. I forgot you played football,
too. I'm just the Juice, and the white media is trying to make something out of this, and that's why Cuba Gooding Jr. is playing me in a series and not Denzel.
Okay. Explain that. Maybe you got a point. Maybe Denzel Washington is a better actor, but Cuba Gooding Jr., I think, looks more like you.
No, he doesn't. He's a little guy. What's he like, 5'9"?
He's 5'10", I think.
170? I'm 6'1". Well over 200 pounds. I'm a man.
Uh-huh.
You gotta have a man. How about Chris Hemsworth? What's he doing? How about him playing
OJ? What are you talking about, Chris Hemsworth?
The actor, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like... I think the first thing people might notice is that he's not black.
Oh, I see. I see how it's gotta be now.
Well,
it's
racist.
It's a racist thing for you.
He's playing you.
Oh, only a black man can play me?
Yes.
Yes. I would think if you want accuracy.
Racist white people.
What are you talking about?
I guess no black actor can ever play a white character either, I guess.
That's correct. Yes, OJ. That's right.
So you don't like it that a black kid is playing the Human Torch in the new Fantastic Four movie?
Well, I mean, I think that's
all fiction.
It's not a real person.
This is based on your life. You're a person that exists.
Right. So why can't I say who plays me?
Well, I think in general no one cares.
How about Michael Chiklis play me?
Again,
he's bald.
That's right. I'm also bald.
Right. Okay.
I shave my head now.
I can see that.
I think it's going to be more realistic. It won't take us out of the story as much if we have an actual African American who looks like you, sounds like you, playing you on the TV.
All right, Brian Gumbel.
He's not really an actor.
He's pretty white as well, isn't he?
Brian Gumbel. I don't know. He doesn't even know what the internet is and what that car came from. He's confused. But I think he'd be good.
You
and
do.
I like that Katie Couric too. I like her.
Okay,
yeah.
Careful here, OJ.
So I could be in a car commercial with her.
Right.
If Brian Gumbel played me somehow, I don't know, through osmosis.
I'm not sure how that would work exactly, but I'm not sure it's a great idea either.
All right, let me
let you.
I'm just
what
OJ?
Yeah,
you all right?
What's happening?
I'm trying to think the best person to play. All right, Suge Knight. Let Suge Knight play me. He's got experience killing people.
Well, there's that. That would work. I think that would work if he weren't in jail.
How about Nicole Kidman?
That's not really possible.
It's not cool.
Or cool.
I'm just talking about her in general.
How about her?
A new conversation.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize.
Hey, 81-year-old Larry King is back at it on the Twitter machine, Kevin.
Love it.
He has a thing that he does from time to time called My Two Cents. And he basically, I mean, he does what we used to make fun of Twitter, that people used to do back in the early days of Twitter, which is just tweet whatever comes to his mind.
That Bean still does?
How dare you, mm-hmm. First of all. Yeah. Second of all, it's time to play Real King, Fake King. A series of tweets, then we'll go around the room, and all you guys have to do is identify whether it's a real Larry King tweet or a fake Larry King tweet. If it's real, you'll hear this sound.
Will Glenda be there?
All right, and if it is a made-up Larry King tweet, this is what you'll hear.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
All right, ladies first. Lisa, we'll let you guess first on this, and we'll go around the room and see what you think. Real King, Fake King. First up is, I love the smell of cinnamon. I love the smell of cinnamon.
This is tough because that's a super typical Larry King tweet.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I think that's probably Larry.
I'm going to go Larry.
Fake.
Will Glenda be there?
That is real Larry, indeed. Larry. All right, number two. Why is it so hard to open pistachio nuts? Why is it so hard to open pistachio nuts? Kevin, you go first.
Why is it so hard to open pistachio nuts? I'm going to go real again.
All right. Ralph Garman?
Fake.
That, yeah, I don't even see him being able to open nuts at all.
He's too frail.
He's too frail.
That is possible.
I'm going to say fake.
Will Glenda be there?
Oh.
Real again, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's
Kevin
in the lead?
Is in the lead.
That's our game for today. Thanks for playing.
All right. Next up, real king, fake king. I can't remember the last time I rode a bus. I can't remember the last time I rode a bus. Mr. Garvin?
Fake.
I don't know. That sounds like Larry to me.
So you're going real?
I'm going real.
I'm gonna go fake because he's... I mean, I don't know that he ever took a bus.
Well, he must have early in his
maybe
days. Didn't he live
but
in
he's
New
been
York
on the radio and... for 75 years. I'm not sure. I'm gonna go fake.
All right.
Will Glenda be there?
Real again.
Oh, my God.
Is it Larry King or are we fake king?
Oh! All right. Real king, fake king. The camel is one strange animal. The camel is one strange animal. Lisa, I think you're up first this time.
For God's sakes.
Here's the difficult thing is that Bean writes the fake ones. So really, they're the
it
two same
be,
people.
It is one strange animal. It's hard to
it is hard to argue with that.
It's not true or false.
I'm going to agree with Larry. Yes.
I'm going to say you say real Larry
real
on that
Larry.
One?
I'm going to say fake.
It's not that did Larry actually say this or not, Lisa.
Just,
I think you're confused about the game.
I don't know how else to guess.
I'm just saying fake for everything. Fake.
Will Glenda be there?
Whoa!
Real again!
What's the score, Lisa?
It is 3 for me, 2 for you, and Ralph is 0.
Yeah, I'm saying fake for everything.
I think that's a good strategy so far.
What's going on, Ralph? Because you are the best at this game. Traditionally, you win this game. What's going on with you today?
I'm just trying a new technique.
All right.
Okay, how do you feel it's going so far?
Spectacularly. Because, you know, more than anything, this is what matters to me. Winning fake king, real king.
Play along, Ralph. We're trying to have fun here. All right.
All right.
I feel sad about Brian Williams. I feel sad about Brian Williams. Kevin, I think this is you up first this time.
I think, although he probably knows him, I think that Bean feels bad for him. So Bean wrote the fake one, and it wasn't Larry. It was not.
Excellent. Fake king.
I think fake, too.
Will Glenda be
come
there?
On!
Really?
I can do this game if you're not going to put any fake ones in.
See, you're trying to outthink me, man. What can I tell you? All right, next up. I think we've got time for a couple more here.
All right.
The more I eat Honey Nut Cheerios, the more I like them. The more I eat Honey Nut Cheerios, the more I like them. Ralph Garman.
Faking.
Lisa May.
I'm going to say fake because I think he must eat better than that.
I think he probably can't eat anything that he has to chew. So I'm going fake.
Will Glenda
stop
be there?
It!
All of those are real.
So far, so good. All right. We got time for one more.
All right.
I know a dog is man's best friend, but who is a dog's best friend?
False. I'm sorry. It wasn't my go.
I know a dog is man's best friend, but who is a dog's best friend?
Whose turn is it?
I think I want to say Ralph is first this time.
Faking.
You say fake?
I think that's fake, too.
Fake.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Yeah! It actually was fake. All right, one more. What would Harry Truman do?
Oh, dear God.
What would Harry Truman do?
Whoever tweeted that should be put down.
I believe Lisa's first.
I'm going to say fake, because I can't imagine what he's referencing.
I'm going to say real, because I can't imagine what he's referencing. But that's Larry.
That's great thinking, Kevin.
Faking.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Yes!
What's
the score?
Lisa?
So you got that one?
Yep.
So you and I are tied.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Each.
All right. All right, let's play for the win here.
All right.
Taylor Swift is a great audience dancer. Taylor Swift is a great audience dancer.
I'm going real. She is a great audience.
If this is our last
dancer.
One, I mean, I'm going to have to go fake because we need to get a winner here.
Will Glenda be there?
Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa May is your winner. This has been Real King Fake King.
Is it Larry King or are we fake King?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
The hilarious Ralphie May joins us in studio next here on K-Rock. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock this morning, it's The Bachelor Report because it's Tuesday. Petros Papadakis will be here with Ralph talking about last night's episode. How was it, Ralph?
It was outstanding.
Good as last week?
Yeah, I think
Girls are still crazy and smelly?
I think so. I think it doubled down on the crazy a little bit.
All right.
Can't wait. Very excited. That's about 1 hour from right now. First, though, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
As if you needed another reason to love Shirley Manson, she has written an open letter to Kanye West after his comments after the Grammys, and I just want to hug her. I just want to give her a big hug. If you weren't following the drama regarding Kanye West and the Grammys, when Beck won for Album of the Year, Kanye approached the stage as if he was going to take the microphone and do another Taylor Swift moment, but instead he turned around. Everyone said, "Oh, that was funny. He gets it. He's making fun of the fact that he was a douchebag the last time he did that." No, that wasn't the case at all. He was full of douche, and his bag runneth over. But then he stopped himself right at the last minute and turned around and decided not to do it.
You see how confused Beck looked?
Yes.
The poor guy. Who's
well,
like, what
see
do I
a guy you know storming the stage.
What
it's
do I do
confuse
now?
You. Either do it or don't do it, but don't do it and then come up and then turn around and go back. He didn't know what was going on. So after the fact, Kanye West blasted Beck and the Grammys. Here's some of his comments. I just know with the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't gonna play with them no more. Flawless, Beyonce's video, and Beck needs to respect artistry. He should have given his award to Beyonce.
Boy, that's a crappy thing to say. Look, you can disagree with the way the vote went, but Beck is a terrific artist who worked very hard and deserves everything that happens to him.
Well, they asked him about that, and he said, "I wasn't saying Beck. I said the Grammys. Beck knows that Beyonce should have won. Come on, man. I love Beck, but he ain't have Album of the Year."
Well, that's a good point.
He ain't have Album
ain't
of
have
the
album
Year.
Album
that
of the
is
year.
True. That's true.
How can you keep calling yourself a genius, by the way, when you say the sentence, "He ain't have Album of the Year"?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have to have just a minor mastery of the English language to call yourself a genius?
I feel like he thinks it's good because he says it. Comes out of a genius'
like
mouth.
Yeah, maybe so. And he's the arbiter of who should win Grammys, by the way. Where was Kanye standing up for Beck when he lost the Album of the Year Odelay to a Celine Dion album, by the way? It works both ways.
Yeah, well, it only matters when it's him and when it's his friends. That's the only time he cares about it. At this point, we tired of it. What happens is when you keep on diminishing art and not respecting the craft and smacking people in the face after they deliver monumental feats of music, you're disrespectful to inspiration. We as musicians have to inspire people who go to work every day, and they listen to that Beyonce album, and they feel like it takes them to another place. Then they do this promotional event, and they run the music over somebody's speech, the artist, because they want commercial advertising.
He lost me a few minutes ago.
What?
I don't know. It's about art, man. Kanye's not interested in money. That's with one thing we know about him. He's not interested in commercial success or selling his clothing line or leather jogging pants or any of that. It's about art. It's about art, man.
But you know what's weird is that Beck is also an artist.
Yes.
Now, maybe you don't think that album should have won, but Beck is not on the outside of artists looking in.
Well, that's Shirley Manson's point in her open letter. I could go on and on with Kanye's points, but here is Shirley Manson and one of the reasons I love her. Dear Kanye West.
Die.
No, she didn't do that. That would have been Kevin Ryder's letter. But it is you who is so busy disrespecting artistry. You disrespect your own remarkable talents. And more importantly, you disrespect the talent, hard work, and tenacity of all artists when you go so rudely and savagely after an accomplished and humble artist like Beck. You make yourself look small and petty and spoiled. In attempting to reduce the importance of one great talent over another, you make a mockery of all musicians and music from every genre, including your own. Grow up and stop throwing your toys around. You're making yourself look like a complete, I'll say twit here, but she changed one of the vowels in twit.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. I'm pretty certain Beyonce doesn't need you fighting any battles on her account. Seems like she's got everything covered perfectly well on her own. Shirley Manson.
Yay!
Can't really say it much better than that.
Yeah. No. And by the way, I don't know. I know you didn't see the Grammys, but the look of horror on Beyonce's face as Kanye made his way to the stage. She wasn't interested in him fighting her battles either.
Yeah. I think she has some perspective, maybe. That's what makes the difference in her and someone like Kanye. Yeah. Because she says, I did a great album. It was an enormous success. I've got a wife and a kid and a great career, and I make tons of money, and I've got the respect and admiration of my peers. Whether I win a Grammy or not tonight maybe isn't the most important
thing. Even if you feel like you should have won a Grammy, you don't say Beck should give it back or the Academy should give it back.
The Grammy really is the cherry. When you're feasting on the Sunday all the time, the cherry is not the most important part of that dessert.
And it's good. The cherry's good.
Don't get me wrong. I got nothing against cherries.
All right.
But really, you got the ice cream and you got the whipped cream and you got the nuts.
Now I'm just hungry.
Let's go get some ice cream.
That's your takeaway from that, Kevin, is, man, our Sunday's good.
Let's get some ice cream. Today's celebrity birthday is TV and radio host Glenn Beck is 51 years old today. He ain't got album of the year either.
That's true.
You don't. Laura Dern's 48 years old today, as is director, creator of Breaking Bad, and now Better Call Saul, Vince Gilligan. He's 48 years old. Emma Roberts is 24. Chloe Grace Moretz turns 18 years old today. And Elizabeth Banks, one of my favorite actresses, she is 41 years old today. Remember the time she was on the show and Bean was asking her about her previous work?
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
Why would you continue with that question once you realize she had no idea what you were talking about?
I can't imagine why. There's nothing about that makes sense.
My favorite part about that is Slither is not about snakes. It's even better if you know the film. You ain't have album of the year, man.
That's true. No,
that is true.
It's hard to argue. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralphie May, ladies and gentlemen, just stepped in here to the Kevin and Bean Show. Already complaining. Been in the room for less than 60 seconds. Already complaining about the accommodations.
I am not the accommodations are fine. It's the chairs that suck.
Yeah.
And everybody in radio, they y'all sit for a living, okay?
True.
You need to. And they give you the worst, most ergonomically incorrect chairs. Okay, they all rattle. They got no back support. All right, it's the worst thing for you.
And you know what happens? It's really bizarre, but we'll find a chair that is completely broken, like won't hold any weight or is all the way down by the ground or something, and we'll move it out and try to find a room on the other side of the building
and
someplace.
It gets pushed right back in here. Yep. Right back in.
Before I get back, it's back in here. I don't know how that works.
I think they buy new chairs for the K-Rock Studios about once every 5 years, whether we need them or not. I think
they buy new chairs for K-Rock studio executives. Okay.
That could be what it is.
Studio.
Exactly. Well, Ralphie, we haven't seen you in a couple months. How you been? Out on the road?
Fantastic. I've had some interesting adventures.
Yes, we saw you on TMZ. Let's discuss, please.
Yes, please.
What happened? What happened, Ralphie May?
Okay. It was a combination of things. Okay. It was the altitude. It was a chibachu early in the morning, which is an edible. But it was like, man, at like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and the show wasn't until 8.
Yeah,
I've never had an edible that lasted that long for me because I'm a big fat guy and I've got a high tolerance. Okay,
right,
all right, and I had a bunch of sinus med. I had a sinus infection, and I as you can tell, I might have a little problem with knowing when to say when. Okay, so I threw every cold medicine at it I could.
Good.
And that made me shaky, and so I hit it with some NyQuil.
Good.
Wow.
It's a good mix so far. I like it.
Good. It's a party.
Uh-huh.
I'm flying. This was like 2 hours before the show, and I'm calming down, and every venue over a certain altitude, they have as part of their insurance an EMT with oxygen and
really?
Car. Yeah, if you need it. And they checked me out before I went out. My O2 was fine, okay. And they said, you know, just take your time, walk out there, do it. I did the show. You guys know about sound, and I'm sure your listeners do. A lot of you them do. They had two wireless mics turned up way too loud, way too close to each other.
Yeah, that's bad.
With monitors that were turned up way too loud, and the bass was up because it was a DJ company.
Okay.
All right, and that was doing the sound. And so people say that I was slurring. I actually was not slurring. We have a videotape of it. But what would happen is that I would have to speak part of the word into the microphone, and then when it started to feed back, move over and finish the joke to the side.
Oh, okay.
What a nightmare.
Okay. Yeah, it was horrible. It was a nightmare. I was just like, let's make it. All right. I do the show. I get a standing ovation. That's on tape as well. I'm backstage, and I meet two Grand Junction police officers, and they're like, Mr. May, we're sorry. We have to search your stuff and the dressing room and stuff because we've had reports of drugs. And I'm
Is that because when you were on stage, it appeared you were moving so slow because of the feedback or whatever, or were you moving that slow?
Well, I was moving that slow because I'm 400-something pounds, and it's 10,000 feet. You know, it's like I'm not going to be, you know, doing a bunch of Cirque du Soleil, you know, flying over the audiences and doing triple Lindy's.
But here's the question. You know? The question is, were you high enough that it made a difference?
No.
Well, you would have done that anyway.
No.
So
no,
who
no,
called no. the police?
The venue did when 30 or 40 people came out there complaining about the sound.
Ah.
And then that escalated into he's slurring, which I wasn't. And you can watch the TMZ tape, okay, the unedited version. I'm not slurring anything, okay? I'm yelling. They say, hey, Ralphie, don't worry. It's a conservative town. And I'm yelling. They haven't even gotten – I didn't even get to the controversial stuff, you know? I mean, all the fun stuff, I didn't even get to it. I just talked about Donald Sterling, you know? That's it. You know, I mean, it's like, what's the problem? All right? And so the cops tell me, they go, Mr. May, have you done cocaine today? And I go, I've never done cocaine ever, and boys, this is no way to make detective. Okay? You're going to be on, you know, bad coffee and on patrol forever. All right? I'm not a cokehead. Okay? I'm 400
pounds. So it was just legal edibles is all it was in the state of Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Combined with
yeah.
all of the cough medicine and
cough
the sound
medicine,
problems.
But
right?
It wasn't even, like, I wasn't even feeling anything then. I was fine, you know? And then they accused me of Quaaludes. Okay, first of all, I've never had Quaaludes. I've always wanted to try Quaaludes. I heard that they were awesome back in the day,
right.
A line and a lewd, okay, and then have a key party with your neighbors,
right.
Okay, all right. That sounds like a party. Yeah, I'm in. All right? I want a lewd. I have cash. But it's an extinct drug.
Yeah,
okay?
It really is. Yeah.
Okay, it's gone. All right?
You were born too late, man.
It's a shame.
Yeah, born too late, man. All right? And so, but the worst thing they accused me of, the most villainous thing, is that I kicked a kid with cerebral palsy in his wheelchair into a snowbank. Okay.
What?
I swear to God, this was on the news.
So this was what, after the show?
Yeah, after the show.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I've got children, okay? I would never kick a child, even if that child was kicking my child. I would just, you know, pick up my kid and go, hey, that kid's a dick. All right? All right, let's go get ice cream. All right? And so, and cerebral palsy, one of my best friends, Josh Blue, has cerebral palsy.
Their Not a laughing matter for you.
Yeah. Their minds are all there. It's just they got a crazy T-Rex arm that's moving all the time, okay?
Right.
And my friend, if you look at it too long, he'll hit you with the left. Okay, all right. That's, and by the way, that guy goes through TSA with more weed than anybody I know. He carries like 7-8 good big joints in that grip hand of his. All right. And if somebody says something, he winds it up more.
I like it.
All right. And then if it gets too close or it's too smelly, he'll say something, you know, I made pee pee in the potty. Okay. All right. And it's all an act. It's all an act. Because when he's straight, it takes a little bit of a time to understand what he's saying.
Right.
All right. But the more he gets high, he speaks the Queen's English. I was like, pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon? And I'm like, what? Are we smoking the same thing? If you're talking better, I'm hearing better. All right? And it just was nothing. And so finally, after TMZ called me, and by the way, they've had my number forever. My number doesn't change. And when Harvey is spent a weekend trying on super tight shirts with young twinks, okay, and needs a day off, they call me, and I get up at 5 a.m. and take the car down to Marina Del Rey and run the show and do it well, all right? They have my number then, okay?
Okay,
but
right.
They didn't have my number until the next day. They called me up for a comment, you know, Ralphie, what happened? And I go, well, since all y'all have done is print lies, let me add to it. A, number one, I'm bloated, okay? And B, the last thing I remember was saying, Mr. Cosby, I would love another cocktail. Okay? And so it's like that's what happened. Nothing.
So are you off the hook, Ralphie, or are you still in trouble in Colorado?
No, I'm off the hook.
It's done.
I'm even rebooking another show because people think they got robbed. But I've already donated the money I got to that show to the local Humane Society and told them if they want a refund, go over there and adopt a dog or a cat and call that dog or cat refund.
There you
all
go.
Right? You know?
There
and,
you go.
And that's what – I won't kill him with kindness. I'm going to do a Bugs Bunny. Yosemite Sam never got madder than when he got kissed on the mouth by Bugs Bunny. All right? All right? That's exactly what I'm going to do to Grand Junction. I'm going to kiss him right in the mouth.
Take a pause right there. Ralphie May is here on the Kevin DeBean Show. By the way, we got to talk about your new Netflix special when we return. It debuts on February the 27th. It looks hilarious. It is called Unruly. More with Ralphie right after this on the world-famous K-Rock. The hilarious Ralphie May in studio with us right now on the Kevin DeBean Show. RalphieMay.com coming to the Netflix on February the 27th. The new special is called Ralphie May Unruly. Why Netflix, Ralphie?
You know, I did the Wild West Comedy Festival in Nashville. It's Vince Vaughn's special, festival, and Netflix was a huge sponsor. They saw me do two different hours, hour and a half of stand-up, and they wanted to buy it. And so this is the first time I felt like Cinderella got picked for the ball. All right, you know, I mean, it's like everybody else does, but they. They gave me a two-picture deal. The first one comes out on the 27th, and they've already has the other one, so they can deliver it whenever they want to.
That's awesome.
It's incredible, man. You know, Netflix blows my mind, man. They are in every – they have to write code for every device that they're on.
Right.
And every streaming service and every television. And now they're doing – and now they're going into 22 different countries this year, okay? And so now they have to take all that information and then translate it into different languages, okay? And so I'm going to be telling jokes in Japanese.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That really is awesome.
That rocks. That rocks. I've never had the opportunity. It's so awesome.
That's got to feel so weird if you were to watch yourself and hear someone else's voice.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. So they're incredible, and they let you do whatever you want. I mean, listen, I gave them 2 hours of probably some of the most controversial material they've ever had, okay? And they gave me one note to take something out.
One thing.
One.
You're like, all right.
One thing, no problem.
That's what we've heard about them.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, are y'all kidding me? I mean, Comedy Central's notes would be, you know, 7 pages. Of stuff to take out and edit and stuff. And that's why people are like, well, you didn't seem to make sense. Well, I had to switch the punchline on the fly, you know, the week before. Okay,
Ralphie, so, who's the group that you get in the most trouble with, based on your material on stage? Who?
Man, there's so many. Oh my goodness, general.
Because you love the gays. I know it's not the gays, right?
No. Gays and me, we're down. Okay,
yeah, you're down.
I like them. All right, I live in West Hollywood. My neighbor, one side's gays, one side's lesbians. You know, I'm stuck in the middle with you. You know, and so it's not.
Is it religion? Who is it then?
It's conservatives in general, okay? Not just religious people, because religious people aren't all that bad. You know, in California, we think if you're religious that you're horrible. But there's actually people who live and abide by, you know, religious creeds that are like, you know, salt of the earth. And then there's the majority of them that are just douchebags, okay? You know, like you're eating a fried chicken, a two-piece dark, and they come up to you and go, "Have you been washed in the blood of Christ?" Well, no, but I was going to eat this biscuit, and now I'm going to throw it all out because you grossed me out. Okay, seriously, beat it. All right, and usually I get a lot of that too. I get a pass because my wife's Jewish and my kids are Jewish, and so, you know, a lot of people don't come at me like that. You know, he's doing something, but I get people who are upset about my language, and also a ton of people that are upset at certain stances I have. Okay, like political stances and stuff like that. Like, you know, just give a guy a break. You know, I go off on so many different subjects, but yeah, I tend to upset quite a few. But conversely, my audience is the weirdest audience in stand-up comedy. Okay, I have 15 to 85-year-olds in the same concerts. Okay, yeah. Loving it and taking pictures with me. And I mean, there was a 90-year-old lady in Bend, Oregon, who came up to me and said that was the most fantastic show she had ever seen. And then she started rattling off all these guys, you know, Buddy Hackett, you know, Milton Berle. She's just started.
So she was sharp. Yeah,
she was sharp. Huh. Okay, and she said, "I've seen them all. That was the best show I'd ever seen. I did 2.5 hours, and made them laugh so hard they hurt." So that's what I like to do. And I like to give people more show than just the 45 minutes that they're accustomed to, or like we're required to do.
I was going
to
say, yeah. I don't know anyone that does 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds exhausting for the audience as well as you, Ralphie.
It is. They afterwards, they're so laughed out that their sides hurt, but they're so euphoric from laughing that it's okay. It's a pass. Like, yeah. They don't even feel the pain yet. All right? It'll be tomorrow
before they
hurt. Yeah, tomorrow they'll hurt. Going, "Oh, God, I didn't even know I had muscles there. What happened? What is that?" That's a laugh muscle, man.
Who is it that makes you laugh the way you're trying to make your audience laugh? Is there somebody out there that you admire so much?
Yeah, well, my buddy Doug Stanhope is a genius. And then Jeffrey Ross makes me howl. These guys are my longtime buddies, and they're fantastic, man. I mean, if it gets much better than those guys, I don't know who they are. You know, they're really top notch of the game. David Tell, Greg Fitzsimmons, you know, those guys are just the best, man.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like they all have one thing in common. They all been doing stand up for over 20 something years. You know, for me, this is my 25th year in stand up comedy.
Wow.
I started when I was 17. And so
you still got a baby face, Ralph.
I know. It's so fat, I got two of them. but it's awesome, you know.
Are you stunned that you're making a living as a stand-up comedian?
Yes. Yes.
Even though you've been doing it for 25 years or whatever,
yes.
You're still surprised, aren't you?
Yes, I'm surprised that I don't have to sell weed on the side to make ends meet.
But you do because it's fun and extra money.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, a little spending money never hurt nobody.
Excellent. Take care of your friends,
money,
right?
I like that. No, but I used to do that. That was my day job, was selling weed when it was illegal here in California to a bunch of rich people that I meet through stand-up comedy. And a bunch of movie stars and stuff like that, you know. And you go to some guy's house, and what I would do is I would have my friends eat Doritos and keep the bags.
Right.
And then, and because I was making like half a pound sales, okay, and take a, it's almost the same weight, I mean, same volume as a half a pound as it is a big bag of Doritos.
Okay.
Okay, and so I would clean it out and I would put the weed in a Ziploc, then put it in, and then reseal the Doritos bag.
Interesting.
And be driving around. If I got pulled over by a cop, what cop's going to look in there and go, oh, that's odd, a fat guy with a big old bag of chips. You know what I mean?
And so, nothing unusual and so, here. Move along.
Exactly. Move along. All right. And so I was making a delivery in Beverly Hills, and I just got stopped. And then I was coming up to this big-ass mansion that I'd never been to before, and the guy pays me just stupid money, just like cash. I mean, the weed was only like, I don't know, probably – $4,000, okay, and he gave me 10.
All right.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah. That works. Just a stack, and you're like, okay, great. I've got rent forever. This is awesome. And then it's like, hey, you want to smoke some? And I'm like, yeah, but it's really good weed, so be careful, all right? And then 45 minutes later, we're sword fighting, okay?
Like you do.
He has swords on the wall, all right? And he makes a lot of sword movies, and so we just started fighting, and he goes, here, attack these drapes. My wife bought them. I hate them. Okay. All right. Here, attack this sofa.
Are you positive all of that happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not a result of the good weed?
It was a result of the good weed and a marriage breaking up.
No.
All right. So it was a wonderful combination.
One day we're going to find out whether that was actual sword fighting or if that was sword fighting,
right.
If you get my meaning.
No, it's actual sword fighting.
All right, listen, we're out of time.
Fighting if it was me.
We're out of time, Ralphie.
I love you,
man. We're so happy to see you again. The Netflix special looks like it's going to be awesome. It debuts everywhere on the Netflix on February the 27th. So it's called Unruly. Set it up. Get set to watch that. Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Hey, thank you, guys. And I love you the most. Reach me out to me on Twitter because I've been retweeting you guys at Ralphie_May.
Fantastic.
All right. And I'll talk to you, give away free tickets and stuff. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you
for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Bachelor Report coming up with Petros Papadakis and Ralph Garman at 8 o'clock. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock this morning, we want to get you tickets to Imagine Dragons at the Troubadour. Plus, you'll go into the Friday Morning Join to go on tour with the band. You can get those details at krock.com. All I know is every day, Lisa and I come in and we're trying to talk about anything else, but Kevin insists on talking about the Ukraine because you apparently are just obsessed with that conflict going on. Can you explain it to us just briefly, Kevin? Because I'm having trouble tracking with it.
No, I can't. But I can tell you that the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, they think has Asperger's. That was published in the USA Today.
That is fascinating.
And the reason that is interesting, and it's always dangerous when somebody diagnoses somebody from afar.
Right.
You know, the people who have come to this conclusion haven't met with Vladimir Putin. They just look at his style. They just look at the way he runs things. And this Ukraine thing, by the way, the reason I bring that up is because, you know, that's what we may end up going to war over Ukraine. Because President Putin, I mean, basically he doesn't care what the rest of the international community thinks about. That's why he's able to, even at great peril to him and his nation, that's why he's able to go do crazy things, because he just is either unaware or doesn't care what the rest of the world thinks about. And they're saying that may be one indicator that Asperger's is what's going on with this dude.
I find social situations difficult. I like to have a, let me read just a couple of them.
Okay.
I prefer to do things on my own rather than with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I find it difficult to make new friends. It upsets me greatly if my daily routine is disturbed.
Yes.
I don't know how to tell if someone listening to me is getting bored.
Those are
I'm
all
obsessed with maps
that I have heard about people who have Asperger's. I don't personally know anyone
when
who has
I talk,
Asperger's.
It isn't always easy for others to get a word in edgewise.
All right. That's fine. Well, let's find out from President Putin himself what he thinks about this theory. Is it possible that they have diagnosed him, or is it just ridiculous chatter? President Putin, welcome back to the Kevin DeBeach Show, my friend. How are you?
Both of them, you're Kevin and Bean. How are you today?
We are good, thank you.
Well, we're fine. Are you riding a horse with your shirt off again like you always are every time we talk to you?
I am not doing that today.
Okay.
No, today I have to go have a meal. Every Tuesday, I go to Denny's Geese.
Oh, what? You're kidding? Really?
Tuesday is Denisky Day.
That's unbelievable. I didn't even know you had Deniskys there in Russia.
It's my favorite. Well, I hope my seat is available, or else I will have someone put to death.
But you don't go on Monday or Wednesday?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right.
No, Wednesday is International House of Pancakes.
Okay. So you're telling me that when you walk in, you get visibly and physically upset if somebody's sitting in your preferred seat.
Oh, I have to have my particular seat at Deniskys, or else I put someone to death and put them in gulag.
Well, I don't have that advantage of being able to do the whole put to death thing, but I like where you're coming from there, sir.
I'm sure you do.
So do you think that maybe this does, if you really do have the Asperger's, do you think that maybe that makes you a poor choice to lead a nation where basically, you know, we live in a small world where you pretty much have to, you know, pay attention to what other countries think about it. I mean, there's diplomacy that has to be done all the time.
First of all, I don't have Asperger's.
Okay.
I don't think it's fair when people say that I have Asperger's.
Okay.
Especially when the ladies, the sexy baby ladies with sexy time say that. Rawr. You know me? I love the sexy babies. You know me.
Come on. What's happening here? It looks like you might go to war with President Barack Obama and the United States over this Ukraine situation, though it is getting very out of control, sir.
Yes, if it happens, it happens. More importantly, I'm going to tweet about it. I'm going to tweet, I'm in having war with Barack Obama. LOL, I'm pretty sad.
You're pre-sad?
I'm pretty sad about the war that's going to be happening.
It's funny, I've only heard that from one other person in the world.
I can't imagine who you heard it from other than me. Rawr.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
I hear that the new Muse album is going to veer away from kind of the electronic from the last couple of albums and rock out a little bit harder. It's going to be called Drones, and it's going to be out later this year. So I'm very excited. Love that band so much. Hey, how about the Bachelor Report coming up right after the top of the hour with Petros Papadakis and Ralph Garman? First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, before I get to Showbiz News, how about passes to the Los Angeles premiere of Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
Yay!
It all happens on Wednesday, February the 18th. Sorry, lost the date there for a second. February the 18th at the Bruin Theater in Westwood. Hot Tub Time Machine 2 is in theaters everywhere on Friday, February 20th. But you'll see it at the L.A. premiere before anybody else if you call me now at 1-800-520-1067. Call me now. Of course, Gillian Jacobs is in this, and Adam Scott and Thomas Lennon, along with Craig Robinson, Rob Corddry, Clark Duke, all the usual suspects. Looks like it's going to be hilarious once again to travel with the boys in the Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Call me now. Five winners will win at 1-800-520-1067. We were talking in the last hour about Kanye West going off about Beck and the Grammys, and someone was kind enough to send me this great little piece of audio. This is him at the E! post-Grammys event, and E! Had the Kardashians there, of course, so Kanye grabbed the microphone and started talking about...
Oh, great.
Talking about the Grammys and what they do and what they don't do. Here he is. I brought this in for a specific reason. Here he is talking to the Kardashian girls about why he almost stormed the stage when Beck won Album of the Year and how he feels about the Grammys in general.
We not playing with them no more. And by the way, I got my wife, I got my daughter, and I got my clothing line. So I'm not finna do nothing to put my daughter at risk.
Right.
But I am here to fight for creativity. That's the reason why I didn't say anything tonight. But y'all know what it meant when Ye walked on that stage.
I need you to fight for creativity. Remember my talk with you? I said I miss the Hennessy Ye. I miss you walking down the carpet
the
drunk.
Hennessy Ye
I need the Hennessy Ye. I think it spoke the same way.
Like the song say, I'm drunk in love right now.
Yeah, woo! Yes, Khloe Kardashian needs you to fight for creativity, Kanye, so she can keep doing all those creative things she does.
Wow.
An artist like Khloe Kardashian needs someone to keep fighting for creativity. For how else will she,
make the,
have that Whose Vagina Smells Better competition on her reality show with her sisters?
That's quite a brain trust right there.
I love how he lumps his clothing line in with his wife and his daughter, too, by the way. Yes, the things that matter. I got my wife and my daughter and my clothing line.
That damn clothing line he's been trying to get off the ground forever.
And I'm not doing anything. They'll put my daughter at risk because you know the Grammys, they'll kill your children.
They will kidnap your children.
That's
true.
If you complain about who wins Album of the Year. What's going on with those people?
You know what the most frustrating thing about this is for me is this isn't some no-talent Paris Hilton or somebody who's mouthing off. This is somebody who really is a great artist.
But he's insane, though, right?
Yeah. Yes, he's okay. Insane, but I feel like he's diminishing himself as an artist by being such a wackadoodle the rest of the time.
But the upside is he's fighting for Khloe Kardashian's creativity.
That's true. He does
and
have that.
And she
going
gets
for
to
him.
Have Hennessy Ye back. Because he's drunk in love.
Yeah.
Woo! Kardashians. All right. Suge Knight, meanwhile, could be in jail for at least another 6 weeks. LA Times says prosecutors need time to prepare for the hearing on March 20th. That can include more charges than just the murder, attempted murder, and hit and run he's already on the hook for from January 29th. Suge's lawyers claim the former rap mogul is not getting the medical care he needs behind bars. Suge fainted and had some serious breathing problems during his arraignment. He wound up in the hospital for a few days last week because of a blood clot. So they say he should be kept in a hospital, not in prison.
Because he can get out of a hospital.
That's right. Wait a minute. What?
Rest in peace.
He's not dead yet.
No, he's not. Rosie O'Donnell, she's leaving The View.
What are we going to watch now?
I know.
Oh, wait, we don't watch that.
Can we watch The Slap instead? Is that still an option? And now we know why. She says because she had a heart attack a couple years ago, and stress is very bad for heart attack survivors, she says. So she is minimizing her stress by leaving The View. Listen, Whoopi Goldberg could give you a heart attack. I could see that could be the case.
By the way, I heard, Ralph, and tell me if you've heard this as well, that her marriage just broke up.
Oh, yeah,
that's why she's leaving, is to go back home to look after the kids, right?
She says, the stress I'm having at home is not as easily remediable. Is that even a word? I don't know, she said. But she has stuff going on at home and at work, so she said she can control the work by leaving, but the stuff at home with her second marriage splitting up, and they've got a young kid and stuff, so she's going home to take care of that. Too much stress.
Whoever that woman was, the fact that she was able to stay married to Rosie for 3 years is remarkable.
Well, the first marriage went for
that was a long
longer.
Time, yeah.
Yeah,
long
12,
time, yeah.
Something like that. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. TV and radio host Glenn Beck is 51 years old today. You know what you can get, Glenn? Get him a new tinfoil hat. Laura Dern is 48 years old, director and creator of such wonderful television as Breaking Bad. Vince Gilligan is 48 years old. Emma Roberts, a niece of Julia, is 24 years old today. Chloe Grace Moretz, love her, talented actress, 18 years old today. And Elizabeth Banks is 41 years old.
No.
Remember that time Bean asked that question about movie Slither that she was in back in the day?
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
What the hell?
It's weird for me to be in the position of the guy who doesn't understand the question, too.
Right.
That's odd.
She's an actress, so obviously she acted in Slither. That's a given.
I think I was... Look, I don't understand the question either, and I asked it, but I think I was asking for some a reminder of what her character was like and what she was up against in that film. I think that's what I was going for, but I can't
imagine.
Interesting
choice.
Yes.
Out of all her entire IMDb page, Bean just focuses in
on Slither, which she, of course, was not in to talk about.
No, she was not.
So that's good stuff right there.
Good times. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tuesday morning, right about this time, our friend Petros Papadakis joins us for a little feature we like to call The Bachelor Report.
It's time. We got the Big P and Garman, and they watch The Bachelor, so you don't have to, man. Girls drinking, hallelujah.
Woo!
Girls crying, hallelujah.
Woo!
Girls crazy, hallelujah.
Woo!
The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to ya. The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to ya. The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to ya. The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you don't have to watch.
Well done, Omar. Let's welcome Petros Papadakis from the Petros and Money Radio Show on AM 570 in the afternoons. Hey, P, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Popo's Al.
Popo's Al. Oh.
Now, Ralph, last week when we left off in the Bachelor Report, if I recall, wasn't there some sort of medical emergency, some sort of a cliffhanger on the show last week?
Yes, Kelsey was sprawled out on the floor in the midst of a horrible panic attack.
Now, was she the one that was happy that she had a great story about her husband dying?
Sure, she loves being a widow.
Okay.
The Black Widow, as they call her on the show.
And I'm not sure she killed the guy, but he was 20 years older than her. I did a little bit of research.
Oh, interesting.
And she is, I don't know, there's a lot of crazy girls on this show over the years, and I don't want to be overstating anything, but I would say that she's amongst the craziest, at least.
Yes, I agree, P. I think she is genuinely perhaps the one most likely to cause someone else harm.
Yeah, because she had, like, a real delusion. And the true crazy ones, when they get the boot, they're just dead in the eyes. You know, they really didn't like the guy in the first place. They're just there freaking out because
yeah.
they're nuts. And then that's what happened. But you know what? I liked Chris better in this episode. I don't know if it's because he was opposite Big and Rich, Ralph, but...
Yes, everybody looks good next to Big and Rich.
Were they really on it?
They really were, yes.
Oh.
I don't even know where you're going to start on the... I mean, I'm just a hanger-on, but I don't know where you're going to start with these clips, Ralph, because this, I mean, this Bachelor keeps getting better and better.
It is, and last night was awesome. Here's Kelsey writhing on the floor being attended to by medics.
Okay, Kelsey, I want you to keep talking.
There is something in the air. Bitches be crazy.
I agree.
Bitches be crazy, indeed.
What kind of crying is that?
She was having a panic attack, Kevin. They said, what do you need? What can we get you? And she said, can you have Chris come here so I can talk to
him? Oh, man.
So was she faking?
Yes.
It's amazing in just the spastic seizure of the panic attack. She was unable to get out any words before that. She was able to ask for Chris's assistance.
Yes, she was. And they got him, and he came to her. She's like, I was just so upset. He's like, oh, don't worry. He's comforting her. And then she gets a rose in the rose ceremony. And two perfectly nice, well, one perfectly nice woman goes home. One crazy alien believer
he
went home.
He kept this girl around?
He kept her around.
And he kept a couple crazy chicks around, and he's going to have to answer it on the Mintel All.
Yes, he will. And the girls were not happy about it at all.
Kelsey was probably going home tonight, and she went to Chris's room, and she told a story, and now someone else is going home. That is unfair. She's manipulative and condescending. You have to stop playing games. Kelsey is a Black Widow.
Oh. Hashtag Black Widow. Hashtag Black Widow.
But let me ask you guys this. If we were talking about Survivor and somebody pulled out some sort of strategy that was underhanded because, hey, they're there to play a game, we would all go, well, that's Survivor. Isn't it kind of the same thing in The Bachelor? I mean, it's a competition show, right?
You're absolutely right. That's part of the issue here. There is no such thing as unfair. You're all a bunch of idiots in New Mexico vying for the love of an empty-headed farmer who lives in a town that doesn't even have a market.
All right, but let me ask both you, Ralph, and Petros. Do you think that there's something mentally wrong, or is she just playing a game?
No, I think she's genuinely damaged.
Genuinely damaged. Pete? Yeah.
She's damaged because nobody approaches being widowed like she does, like it's a trip to freaking Disneyland.
She loves it. She loves being a widow. And someone did the math for me from when her husband, Sanderson Poe, when Sanderson Poe died, within to when she auditioned for The Bachelor, was less than a year time span.
Wow.
And if your husband dies suddenly of a heart attack and it's unexpected, don't you mourn?
Hey, life's for the living, Ralph. Come on, you got to move on.
Don't you have a little bit more of a mourning period than that
Hey, come on, Ralph. Not when you got an audition coming up.
If you like him.
If you didn't kill him.
Yeah, if there's that.
Well, she finds out she's not going on the 101 date when they get to Deadwood, South Dakota. Again, sexy, romantic Deadwood, South Dakota.
Wait, they left New Mexico to go to South Dakota on this show?
They're breaking the bank this year, guys. They've been to the Maldives. They've done Dubai. But now, South Dakota, Deadwood, the Badlands.
That's right. The
What's
Badlands.
Happening?
And she did not get the 101 date, and Kelsey was not pleased.
You see this face? I'm not happy. It's not okay. I am at a juncture in my relationship with Chris where... if I'm going to commit my heart more and I'm going to allow myself to fall in love with him deeply, I need reassurance.
Truth is, we never know what to expect.
No. Not happy.
Black Widow!
Black Widow! She's not happy.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that she's not going to be around anymore.
Yeah.
She did get booted off. She was out there in the Badlands with Chris on a two-on-one date. It was the Kim Kardashian lookalike and Crazy Kelsey.
Have you ever been more excited for a two-on-one date, though?
No, it was.
I mean, all the bullets were loaded for this one.
They both date him, but they don't both date him at the same time.
Yes,
they do.
Well, they have these dates, Kevin. You're not familiar with the show, so let me give you the breakdown. But you can go on a one-on-one date,
right?
Where Chris Prince Farming chooses to spend one night with you to get to know you better.
Okay.
And then there's a rose at the end of that date, and he can either give it to you or not give it to you.
Okay.
And he's going to make out with you so hard.
He will make out with you if you're on 101.
He's not an idiot.
Go to group date where there's a bunch of girls and Prince Farming, and they go out and do some activity, and then he gives one of them a special rose so that to make sure that she's safe for the next elimination.
Okay.
And he'll make out with you so hard.
He will be making out on that. And then there's a two-on-one date where there's two girls who go out with Chris at the same time. Just one rose. He gives rose to one of them, and the other one must go home.
Oh. Dude. And they went all the way to South Dakota to get rid of this girl.
And by date, we mean they take a helicopter to a sex bed in the middle of the Badlands, and he sits on a bed with two chicks, and they both just start bawling hysterically.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's the two-on-one.
He is not kidding. They took them out by helicopter into the desert, and there was just a bed there and some grapes. And it's like, fend for yourselves,
what
kids.
What the hell?
And Kim Kardashian broke down crying, and Crazy Kelsey, she was thrown under the bus by the other one, and she was furious at her. I thought it was going to be just three dead bodies in the desert by the end of this.
And the Kim Kardashian girl, Ashley, who is a virgin, so
yes.
Psycho widow, psycho virgin,
right.
Bed, Badlands, chopper.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Just unreal combination. And the psycho virgin chick started to cry like somebody had been tickling her for 8 hours. She cried nonstop. It was unreal.
But she's been crying in every episode so far, Peach. That's all she does.
Yeah, but this was she hit a different gear of crying, you know, around the time she got sent home. And there was a moment where she was crying and complaining, and he sent her home, and she walked away. And he felt the relief of not having to deal with her.
Right.
And then she spun on her heel.
Yeah.
It was a duel. And you just heard him audibly sigh like a...
Here she comes again.
Oh, God.
And another thing. It was one of those moments when she came back to him. But when the girls found out that the Black Widow was going home, because it's like their suitcases are packed by the door.
Right.
And some PA has to walk in and grab whose suitcase is going home. The minute the PA grabbed Crazy Kelsey's suitcase.
That one crazy?
It was like Belichick and Brady and the rest of the Patriots after the final seconds counted down at the Super Bowl this year. Started screaming, Chris is so smart, Chris is so smart.
Holy crap.
It's like Ed McMahon showed up with the publisher's clearinghouse check. I mean, they went absolutely insane.
He's so
How did
smart.
Kelsey feel about it?
My story is amazing.
We've heard that.
It's tragic, and it's inspiring.
Nope.
And it's beautiful. I am immeasurably blessed.
You're all immeasurably blessed.
The girl started popping champagne bottles saying that they were immeasurably blessed because she was going home.
There's no way this woman would... If this woman's husband hadn't died, she would be sadder than she is today having had him die, right? She loves being a widow more than she ever loved being married, I bet. Sure seems like it.
It does. It does appear that way.
Wow.
And we had Big and Rich last night. It had everything.
Why?
The show had everything.
How did Big and Rich feature?
Well, the girls had to write an original song and sing it to Chris. That was part of the competition. And so
okay.
Big and Rich were there to help them write country songs.
All
Wait
right.
Wait a minute. Don't you guys know about saving a horse and then riding a cowboy?
That's right. That's how you save a horse. You ride a cowboy.
Sorry, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
But in Deadwood, Big and Rich showing up might as well be Elton John or Michael Jackson's ghost. I mean, they went wild for Big and Rich.
I should not believe it. Except for Britt, the hot one from Hollywood. Who had no idea who they were or what country music is.
Excellent.
Well, she's in Hollywood, busy not showering.
Busy not showering and smelling, but she's still around. She looks great in comparison now.
She does, all right.
As smelly as she is, she looks better than everyone else, in my opinion.
Yeah, she's hotter than a hooker on Nickel Day, man.
A hooker on Nickel Day?
I didn't know Nickel Day was a thing. All right, so we're down to what, half a dozen women or so?
We got Becca, Britt, Carly, Jade, Caitlin, Megan, and Whitney still left.
Good times.
And you know where we're going next, guys?
No.
Tell them, P.
Iowa.
Woo!
That's where he's from.
Get
right?
your passports. God. We're going to Iowa.
That's a water tower.
This show is magical.
It's going to break the chick from Hollywood that he has a real good connection with Britt, the aforementioned waitress from Hollywood, who is stinking but also very attractive.
Yes.
And Iowa's going to break her. She's not ready for Iowa.
No, she's going to see those cows and that corn and no stores. And it's going to be like Green Acres. She's just going to, her head's going to explode.
And there was a cow mosh pit, believe it or not, going on in the preview, like a bunch of cows, like getting ready to rock and roll to go through a fence. Like, it's going to be a great episode.
Cow mosh pit.
I believe that's just what they call a corral, P.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm not from the country.
I know that. Yeah.
Petras and Money this afternoon at 3 o'clock at AM 570 every Tuesday morning on the Kevin DeBean Show. He joins us for the Bachelor Report. Thanks, P.
Hey, my pleasure.
The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you don't have to watch.
Taco Tuesdays, only at El Torito. We know Mexican. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
I just like hearing Lisa talk about Taco Tuesdays.
Oh, my God.
Hey, earlier this morning, we were talking about how stupid car chases are and how they shouldn't be on TV and they're a big waste of everybody's time. And I hate everyone who puts them on the air and everyone who watches them.
That's not what we were talking about.
We were talking about what is it that gets in the mind of the people behind the wheel who keep driving when the police are in hot pursuit? What makes them think they're going to be able to get away?
We have done this before where we talk to people who have run from the police.
Yes, it's fascinating.
Why would you do it? And I imagine it's probably so you don't get in more. You're already in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're on parole, whatever. You don't.
But you're really rolling the dice because if you don't get away, you are doing nothing but adding additional charges to whatever they're originally after you for. Now you're adding evading arrest and reckless driving and endangerment. And you know, like in the case of this this car chase that happened yesterday afternoon, various accidents. Listen to some of this this coverage of this car chase that was going on yesterday. Listen to all the infractions that this guy has on top of what they were originally after him for, which I think was a stolen car.
We've got police chasing a suspect down there. What we believe is a stolen car, and apparently he is impacted with some other vehicles as well.
He was driving out of control through downtown L.A., made his way down here into the Downey area, and eventually carjacked an innocent person now in a different vehicle than this all started in. This is all now taking place with this silver vehicle that you see in the center of your screen.
The dude pulls a gun on a woman and throws her out, takes her car.
That was such an L.A. moment, by the way, to have a carjacking happen live on TV. You don't get that in a lot of cities, do you?
You really don't. It's beautiful.
So have you tried it? Have you tried to run from the police? And did you get away? And what were the thoughts going on in your head as you were trying to get away? Like, did you really think it was going to work? Like this guy yesterday, once the helicopters are on you, don't you have a 100% chance of not getting away?
I'd say it's pretty high. I don't know that he knew the helicopter was on him.
That's a good point. And as you pointed out earlier, Kevin, every second that you're still running, you're not going to jail.
I guess. But are you
enjoying your life at that point, Lisa? Like the guy yesterday.
I'm not sure that's an option at that point.
The guy yesterday, granted, he stayed out of jail for an extra 15 minutes or however long the car chase had. But how much fun was he having when he was going the wrong way down a street? Like he was against oncoming traffic on a 4-lane highway. That's what his life was outside of jail. Is that better?
I don't know. If he was at 2 strikes, then maybe he just didn't care.
Yeah, I think maybe so. That's probably
maybe so.
That or, by the way, we can't discount drugs always.
Right.
You know,
that's
out of your mind.
Point. Yeah. Well, we want to hear from you, the Kevin and Bean listener, and we know this is a topic that's right in your wheelhouse. We are sure that most of our listeners have attempted to run them from the police at least once in their lives. So we want to hear your stories. Did you go for it? How far did you go? Did you get away? What were you thinking as you were behind the wheel? We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. And by the way, we have often pointed out that it seems like it's exclusively men that run from the police.
I would
love it if there's a Kevin and Bean listener out there who's a woman who ever ran from the police. I'd like to find out why you're the outlier, too. So all of those topics on the table, please give us a call. We'll talk to you next. 1-800-520-1067 right after this on K-Rock.
Northbound now on the 710 freeway is where we are. We've seen numerous collisions. He scraped a couple of vehicles, just scraped another one there. This is a very dangerous pursuit that we have not seen in several months here in L.A. You can see he's now northbound on the 710.
And that went on for, I don't know, an hour last night.
I think it ended in Montebello yesterday. He ended up being shot, was in the hospital. They have not released any details. He appeared to be between 20 and 30 years old, wearing a white T-shirt and carrying a gun. And we got to see a live carjacking on TV. But the question on the table this morning is, why do you run? 1-800-520-1067. Do you really think you're going to get away? Have you tried it? Did it work? We want to hear your stories from behind the wheel. Let's go to Fady. He's on line six. He's in Hawthorne. He's got an interesting story for us.
Hey, Fady.
Good morning, Kevin and Beanie Samir.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. So, a couple years back, me and my cousins decided to get some motorcycles. Think it's a good idea to go up to the hills of PV, start speeding through them. I'm a new license. I don't even have my license or registration or anything on this thing. Ex-girlfriend on the back, cop decides to pull all three of us over. One of me and my cousins don't have a license, no registration. The other cousin does. He decides to go one way. Me and the other cousin go the complete opposite. He chases after us. We're whipping and swerving through houses and all the curves up there. Have no idea where we're going. End up getting away because he can't catch up to us. And meeting up with my other cousins about half an hour later is the craziest but stupidest thing we've ever done.
No kidding.
This guy got away and he said it was stupid.
Now, Fady, I'm glad you called because we probably should have specified that motorcycles, that does make sense because a motorcycle can go places that a police cruiser can't. You can cut between houses and things like that.
You can get through traffic.
Yeah, you can need to get through traffic. Well. I guess I understand why you might go for it on a motorcycle. I don't. Would you? Do you think you would have made the same decision if you'd have been in a car?
No way. Because we can cut through lanes on the freeway. We can slip away, and they're not going to catch up to us.
Yeah.
All right. Good call, man. Thank you very much. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Scott. He's in L.A. Let's find out what he did. Scott, thanks for calling.
Hi. I got away from them twice in the same pursuit. I was going north on PCH, north of Malibu, and saw a sheriff car start to come after me. I gunned it right away, took off. It was at night. When I got a bit ahead of them, I killed my lights, and I used my e-brake to brake so my taillights wouldn't light up.
Right.
And I turned up sort of a side street that was kind of up above PCH, and I stopped and I waited for a minute, saw them fly by with the lights on, waited a second, got back down on PCH, started going the same direction, kind of basically following him. And after a while, we see him come back the other direction that I guess he figured out that we must have turned off or something. He sees us again, hits his lights again, take off again, lose him a second time, and then we never saw him again.
What was he going after you for in the first place?
Speeding. There were two sheriffs that had a different car pulled over on the side of PCH. As I passed them, I was speeding. We saw one of the sheriffs run back to their car, get in their car to pursue me. So I gunned it right away, and I got a jump on them.
All right, so here's my question. You gunned it right away.
Right away.
What was the thinking? Did you have other issues? Did you have a warrant?
No, I had a lot of speeding tickets recently, and I just didn't want to get another one.
So you had a couple of tickets on your record, and so you stepped on it to get away from the police.
It was just like my first reaction was just gun it and get out of there.
Yeah, all right.
Now let me ask you, what's your driving been like since then? Because it sounds like you did kind of dodge a bullet. Have you been pretty clean since then?
Well, that happened when I was in my kind of early to mid-20s. I'm now 40.
Okay. You settled down.
I've settled down. Throughout all my 20s and 30s, I had a lot of tickets, but yeah.
All right.
You should have been the best driver in the state of California, like Kevin.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you for noticing that.
All right. Let's go to, we got some good ones here. Let's go to Aaron. Let's go to Aaron in Anaheim. He's on line three, please.
All right. Put him on hold, please. Thank you. Aaron, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you.
What happened, dude?
Well, let's see. I was doing about 100 on the 10 going on to the 15, and I was going on the ramp, and I passed a cop who had somebody pulled over.
By the way, that's usually pretty safe because they usually won't leave.
Yeah, well, you know, usually when you see a cop with somebody pulled over, you know that's time where you can speed up because they already got somebody, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So we can all agree 100 sounds like a safe and reasonable choice to merge.
Absolutely. Well, I was going on to a ramp, so I figured 100 was safe.
You got to slow down to 100 when you're going on a ramp.
All right. So what happens? You just keep on going? Did anyone ever come after you?
Well, yeah. You know, I just kept on going. I figured he had somebody pulled over. And then I saw the red and blues, like, way back there, and I go, oh, no. So I kept on going. He finally caught up to me when I got to about the 60.
Okay.
Okay. And anyway, he pulled me over. I pulled over, and I had a suspended license at the time. And he was saying, hey, you got a license? And I'm like, well, you know, I know it's here somewhere. I'm looking around, and And so he, I give him my registration, and he goes back to his car, and I tell my passenger, I go, hey, I go, call 911. I go in and report an accident real close to here, you know, on another freeway, real close.
Oh, wow.
And he did it, and the cop comes back up to my car, and he goes, hey. He goes, it must be your lucky day. He goes, I have something more important present.
Are you kidding me? That worked.
And we got let go.
That's unbelievable.
Huh.
Wow.
There's your hot tip to get out of a ticket, right?
I'm not positive that's always going to work, but all right.
Let's make fake 911 calls. I think that's an outstanding idea, Aaron. Thank you. By the way, remember last week when we were doing the phone topic of people who never or rarely shower and they were 100% women?
Yeah.
This call evading the police.
All guys.
100% yes. Guys.
So always
we,
is.
We both have our things, don't we?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
All right, so we learned some valuable lessons today. Go out there and have fun, everybody.
Hold, please.
Holding. Kevin's got to eat.
Hold.
Waiting for Kevin to swallow. It's not the first time those that sentence has been used.
Go ahead, Bean.
That was a bad sound.
We got Choking McTraffic over here. We got Edie McSloppy behind the mic on this side. What's wrong with you people? Can anyone talk anymore?
Hey, Dr. Sadie Allison joins us coming up after the top of the hour. She, of course, is the founder of TickleKitty.com, America's pleasure coach. She's got some good stuff for us just in time for Valentine's Day. It's always fun when the doctor stops by. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday.
It's just the best day of the year.
The best day of the year because?
Because we found out that Spidey and Captain America might get together again. Nerds are pleased today as we found that Sony and Marvel are teaming up for the future of Spider-Man, meaning that Spider-Man may once again be where he belongs, next to the Avengers. Wouldn't you love to see Spider-Man and Captain America and Iron Man?
I know you're going to call me an idiot, but I didn't know he was ever part of them. I didn't realize he was originally part of them.
We know he's part of the Marvel Universe, right?
Yeah.
So they know each other. They're buds. They hang out.
Okay, I don't know how that
they
works.
They have picnics.
They have a lounge. And
sure,
they have picnics, yeah.
Yeah, picnics.
Okay.
But because Sony had the Spider-Man character franchise.
Ah, I see.
And Marvel / Disney was on this side.
They had to stay separate.
They had to stay separate. We never got to see Spider-Man interact with Iron Man or Captain America. And so now there's been a meeting of the minds, and we're going to be able to see that. They're going to reboot once again the Spider-Man franchise, probably with a new actor. Like they do every 5 years. And then this Spider-Man will be able to interact with his Marvel compatriots.
I'm in!
That lady is in.
She's in.
So we're all very excited. And they said even before a new Spider-Man film, we're going to see Spidey in one of the Marvel films. So that means either, you know, in the Avengers or Thor or Black Panther, Captain Marvel. Someplace we're going to see Spider-Man come back.
They were just leaving too much money on the table to not make this deal happen, right?
Well, it's not that. It's just that Sony has been struggling with the franchise. The most recent Spider-Man film was the lowest moneymaker of all 5 Spider-Man movies. And then a movie like Guardians of the Galaxy comes along and
just destroys.
Destroys, yeah. And it's a character that no one really knows. And you know, the expectations for Spider-Man, one of the most popular comic book characters in the world, is that it's a billion-dollar franchise. Every movie should be making $1 billion, not 700 million. Yeah. Not a paltry 700
Just
million.
Only 700 million.
Yeah, what's the point of even making it if you're only going to make 700 million off of it?
But they're not going to bring emo Spider-Man back, are they?
I don't believe he will be dancing anytime soon on the bar or anything like that. No, I think we're all good. But isn't that great news? It's great news.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Why aren't you guys more excited?
Well, if I was going to see it today, I'd be excited. When's it coming
out?
That lady is in.
She's way in.
She is so in. Sad news. Ed Sable, founder of NFL Films, passed away this week.
Means touching sound effect tribute.
He was 98 years old. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame back in 2011.
As he should be.
As he should be. He sort of created modern football as we know it, the way the fans appreciate it now. If it wasn't for NFL Films, this sport would not have the popularity that it currently enjoys.
I agree. That
because
was so well done.
Back in the day, there was no Sports Center, there was no replay, there was no NFL Network, there was just the games you would watch, and even they were not shot very well or covered very well, but these guys would be on the sidelines with their film cameras, and they would edit together a package using slow motion and voiceover and dramatic music, and they would create the drama that was professional football. with these NFL films packages and just did remarkable work.
I hope they bury him on the 50-yard line of the frozen tundra, Ralph.
Yeah, I do too.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Looks like Halloween is in the works.
Halloween.
The movie. A Halloween reboot. Another Halloween film. Michael Myers. Coming back with his mask on to kill you.
All right.
It's the people behind the Saw film franchise are going to take over the Halloween franchise. And it's so funny. This story just cracks me up. They're saying it's not a remake, and it's not a reboot, and it's not a reimagining. It's a recalibration. That's what they're calling this.
What does that even mean? What's the difference?
Other than politics, no business has more BS in it than the entertainment business. They have to reinvent words for reinventing things.
Just so that they can't be pegged with reinventing?
Right. So no one will call it a remake or a sequel or a reboot. Now they've come up with a new phrase. The recalibration. It's a recalibration is what it is.
Oh, I get it. You know what? Make the movie good. No one will care how you describe it.
A very wise man once said, I want a good movie.
Yes, he did. Guy speaks truth.
And that's all. It's all we all want. Can you pull that up for me, Chip? Can you find that? Can you find that audio? I know you're still learning. I know it's a learning curve. I got time. I'll be patient.
Maybe Bean should grab that.
All right. I'm just going to move forward.
All right.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. I got a minute here. So real quick, I just want to mention it's new release day.
Yes.
So here's what you can get. The 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack is out today, even before the movie. Sia, Beyonce, Annie Lennox, AWOL Nation. That's the new CDs. On DVD, Alexander and the Terrible No Good Very Bad Day with Steve Carell and Jennifer Garner. Nightcrawler, Jake Gyllenhaal. If you missed that film, you can pick it up on DVD.
I want a good movie.
There you go. Kill the Messenger with Jeremy Renner. And Laggies with Sam Rockwell and Keira Knightley and Chloe Moretz.
Laggies.
Bad title, good movie.
You said Laggies. I've heard that as well. I've heard it's good.
It's a real good movie. It's very entertaining.
I've never heard of Laggies.
You have heard of Laggies. We talked about it here on the show.
No, that doesn't make any difference.
But it was out a year ago? No. It was out a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Laggies. Sam Rockwell plays Chloe Moretz's daughter, and she meets up with Keira Knightley, who's sort of reimagining, recalibrating, rebooting her life. She sort of drops out of society. She becomes good friends with this teenage girl, and the teen girl says, yeah, you can come live with me. And Sam Rock was like, why is this grown-ass woman living in my daughter's bedroom? Why is she sharing her room? Anything's ringing a bell, Kevin?
That's going to be cool when I see it for the first
time. Anything's ringing a bell?
No.
We talked about this movie. Anything? Nothing?
No, I don't listen when you talk.
All righty. Speaking of Chloe Grace Moretz, she kicks off our celebrity birthdays today. She's 18 years old. Emma Roberts is 24. Vince Gilligan celebrates his 48th birthday. He, of course, the creator of Breaking Bad. Laura Dern is also 48. TV and radio host Glenn Beck is crazy and 51. And Elizabeth Banks is 41 years old today. Remember when Elizabeth Banks was in on the show and we were asking about that movie? Bean wanted to know about Slither, a movie she made many, many years ago.
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
Who is this sad, pathetic human? Bean!
It's true.
What did you do back then in the olden times of Slither? Back in the Slither era.
Sucks being me, doesn't it, Bean?
It really does. I don't know how you get up every day. Come to work.
Off guard when I walk to Cuba's beat.
A couple times a year, we always look forward to a visit from our friend Dr. Sadie Allison. She is a best-selling author. She is a leading authority on human sexuality. Kevin, you remember you read her book, Ride 'Em Cowboy.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Or was it Cowgirl? Which one was it? I don't remember.
Cowgirl.
It was Cowgirl. And Tickle His Pickle, I remember, was another book that you were telling us about. Well, she is back just in time for Valentine's Day. Of course, she is the founder of TickleKitty.com, Dr. Sadie Allison, here on the Kevin Domain Show. How are
Hello,
you, Doc?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for having me. I always love coming to see you
and
guys.
We love it when you come.
Love to see you, too. Careful. Lisa, let's not get started dirty. Come on.
Lisa and I have, we love each other. She's so sweet.
They look at each other.
She's my favorite news lady.
Yeah.
She's my favorite news lady, too. Have you, Have you been out there making good sex happen between people?
I believe so. I'm known for that. I am the pleasure coach.
Yeah, everyone needs a little help once in a while.
I want to be the pleasure coach.
Yeah. You just need a little encouragement. Lisa, someone to say,
looked at me
okay.
and said, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, you know, we're probably going to talk about this more later in the week as we get closer to Valentine's Day. But that's a big day on the calendar in your business, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot
of
people are looking to do something different, spice it up maybe for the weekend.
That's exactly the thing. Because when it comes to Valentine's Day, there's so much pressure, especially put on the guys for the expensive dinners and the chocolates.
Thank you.
But why don't we...
There's no person that's more bitter about something than Bean is about Valentine's Day.
Because, am I wrong, Dr. Valentine's Day, it pretends to be a couple's holiday. It is a one-way direction holiday. It's all what is the guy going to do for the girl. I know there are some exceptions, but 99% of the people out there, that's what's happening right now. There's no girl that's sitting around thinking about what she's going to do for her man for Valentine's Day. It's all the other way around.
Well, hopefully this year, because I've been making my rounds, and I'm encouraging all the ladies to step it up this year.
Good.
And think more about their guys as well, because it is a two-way thing. And really, for both people, it's all about trying something new. So dinner, that's great, make your reservations, but really, what are you going to do that's different?
And you're going to order this egg. That's what you're going to do at dinner. You're going to have a special egg that you have.
He's got the Tanga egg over there.
I've never seen anything like that.
You're about to see some fun stuff. I've brought some incognito toys that you can hide in plain sight.
Oh.
So basically, these are the kind of sex toys you can have in your house that your mother-in-law can come over and would have no idea.
You never know. I love it.
All right. Since Kevin brought up the egg, that looks to me like that me. I'm hoping that's for the girl and not for the boy.
It's actually for the boy.
It is?
Here, do this with me.
All right, if you insist.
Okay, so this is the Tanga egg.
Right.
You peel it off like you're actually opening a hard-boiled egg.
Right.
Okay, and then twist open the top. Okay. So I want you to feel this, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
What do we got going? Well, what are we working with here?
It's like a white blob.
It's very soft.
It's very soft.
Yes.
It's a really high-grade, stretchy silicone. So let me show you how it's used.
Please.
So this is a pleasurizer for men. Okay, so you put a little bit of the lube
inside.
Right there.
This thing has gotten so much better
and
in the last 10
minutes. I
brought
my heart tool. Okay, so watch this, you guys. It's very stretchy.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I think we're all getting aroused right now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of mesmerizing.
So she's putting the egg on top of a vibrator, right? And you're just using it as padding or nice...
As if it was his manhood.
Okay,
sure.
Okay, all right.
And this is very stretchy and stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And it provides a whole new fun and excitement. So basically, for foreplay... The lady could take this.
But my question for you, doctor, is why do you even need the lady then if you've got one of these?
Well, because this is...
This would be hard to manage on your own, I have to be honest.
Oh, is this a four-hander? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sure. It turns it from a righty to a lefty. It's a whole different sensation. But the fun of this is
so
that...
So this is incognito.
Well, yeah, because...
Right, but it does look like an egg, but what? Where do you... Do you just keep eggs out on the counter? Like,
sure.
See an egg in your bedroom? What, doesn't make any sense.
You wouldn't know what this was until I showed you, would you?
No,
right.
No.
That's true.
Okay. It's like you're a super spy or something like this. This is like a pen that turns into a gun or something.
I'm
like
trying to eat it.
What's that one called, Sadie?
This is the Tanga egg.
The Tanga
egg. Yeah, it's...
Wow.
Here, I'm going to pass
that
to you.
That's amazing.
It's good.
Okay.
Oh, look, we have tissue right here for them.
Oh, excellent.
By the way,
you guys know to put tissue out when I come. That's funny.
If you want to play the home game, by the way, and follow along with the toys that we're talking about, you can go to ticklekitty.com, and you have a special for Kevin and Bean listeners this week, right?
Yeah, we do. 15% off anything you want for Valentine's Day. Just enter Kevin and Bean.
How about that?
There you go. That's
all right. We have time for one more before we have to take a break, Doctor. What else does Kevin have over there?
All right. Here. Well, this one is for the ladies.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to hand this to Lisa. This is the Vesper vibrating necklace.
Oh.
And it's actually a luxury toy. There's so many modern high-tech toys today. It's got rose gold.
Oh, it's pretty.
On the chain.
Yeah, no, you could totally wear this as jewelry.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, put that on, and then press that little button. The fun thing about this...
It sort of looks like a pen. Is it not... Is it supposed to look like a pen?
It's kind of like a pendant, really.
There's necklaces that look like this now, though.
No.
Yeah.
So what do I press? Here?
Is it going to make her boobs bigger?
Oh, my goodness.
There's different speeds and vibrations. This kind of brings...
It's going to make her boobs bigger.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
You bring the...
So the cool thing about this necklace is it's something that you can wear to dinner on your date. So you wear your Vesper. Your man doesn't know. You excuse yourself to the bathroom. And right before you go, you let him know that you might take a few extra minutes powdering your nose.
This is powerful.
Isn't that cool?
I have to say.
That is kind of, look, I mean, I can't see it because Lisa's facing the other way, but I can hear it, and it sounds like it's got a quite a little engine in there for its size.
It really
it's
does.
Very strong, and it heats up over time,
really?
Too. Yeah.
I don't know how to turn it off. Which
why would you want to?
Just leave it on. What's wrong with you?
Just hold the
just
button
hold
in.
It down.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, when in doubt, hold the button in.
That's so you're right there, and all of a sudden your necklace just disappears.
Yeah.
Just disappears. It's like, where's your necklace? You can, don't worry about
that. I don't know. I lost it, but it's
nowhere.
It's
nowhere.
It's cool. I'm fine.
And what's that one called, Sadie?
That's the Vesper.
Oh, that's
the vibrating Vesper. Necklace. And it can be used anywhere on the body, any pleasure spot on his body or her body.
Okay. TickleKitty.com, 15% off everything that you're hearing about on the website. You can use Kevin and Bean as your code. Dr. Sadie Allison is here on Twitter at Dr. Sadie. We'll take a quick break. Come back more with the doctor right after this on K-Rock. I hope you're taking inventory of the toys you brought in today, Dr. Allison, because Lisa May's got her eye on about a half a dozen of them. I'm just saying.
One may have already disappeared.
Dr. Sadie Allison. Is here from TickleKitty.com. You can go to the website right now and get 15% off on any of the toys just in time for Valentine's Day. Just use the code at is it at Kevin and Bean or
no, just Kevin and Bean?
Just Kevin and Bean. All right. Spending too much time on Twitter. Everything's at now. So, Doctor, before we get back to some of the toys with Valentine's Day coming up, what's your advice for people who just don't have any money, yet they've got a significant other?
That's a great question, and there's a ton of things that you can do. One of the things I suggest to women all the time is to give your man a handwritten gift certificate that says, I will have an open mind in the bedroom tonight. Because guys, that's, you know, they're always trying new things. And a lot of us women, we have boundaries and we have our set ways. But if you just had an open mind to try something new, because that's what it's all about. And whether that be a new toy or even initiating a new position, it could be as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And one of the best gifts you can give your guy that I bet any guy would be thumbs up right now is how about initiating a quickie in the morning?
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Can you make copies of that?
I know. Once
you have like 100 of them? All right. I'd like to cash this in right now.
And then something really cool that the guys can do that most guys don't do is get online and print out a story, an erotic story. Something that's on the tame side based on, you know, where your lady's at. But read it to her in bed that night out loud.
Okay.
I feel like I would start laughing. I feel like that wouldn't go well.
And you know what? That's good, too, because if you're laughing together, that's something new. And laughing and releases endorphins, which is the pleasure chemical in your brain. So it's all positive. It's all good.
Can you imagine the pressure if you're dating Sadie? Can you imagine how you would never – you would always feel like, I'm going to screw this up. I'm not going to do this right. She knows more about this than I do. She certainly knows more about what she likes than I do. How am I going to compete?
Yeah, he's in the other room right now. He's
smiling.
He's nodding, right?
He's nodding like, yeah, you don't know.
But what I suggest for anybody in a new relationship is you want to start slow and you have to relearn someone's body. Because what worked for your last lover is probably going to be totally different for your new partner. So you want to explore and find out what that person's like and be prepared to change your ways and change your techniques.
Good advice. This list that you have for us today is a list of incognito pleasure toys. Now, for folks who are maybe just joining us, why incognito? Why do they need to be hidden?
Well, there's kids and dogs.
and mothers
they
and
come, Yeah, yeah. But the thing is that today's sex toys aren't the way they used to be. They've come so far. They're advanced. We've got the high-tech toys. We've got dual-action stimulator toys. Almost everything's waterproof now. And they happen to be on incognito, which just makes it more fun. So I have this one here. I'm going to hand this to you, Lisa.
Okay.
This is called the WeVibe 4 Plus, and it's the number one couples vibrator.
Oh.
And she's looking at it, and she's wondering.
I'm not
wondering
sure.
How does that work?
So there's two cool things about this toy. One is the woman wears it during lovemaking.
Okay.
So Lisa would...
I turned it on.
Okay.
Is this going to happen?
Do you
is
have
that,
a remote?
Is that on? And it works off of an app from your phone.
Oh, shut up.
Wait a minute. Hold on a sec.
Okay, so do you feel that?
Yes.
I'm increasing the intensity of the vibration.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so she wears it, but the guy would have the phone and he would be...
Anywhere in the world.
Oh.
Oh,
anywhere in the world.
Anywhere
yeah.
in the world.
Can you feel that I'm changing the different types of functions?
Yes.
See, look.
Now it's pulsing. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Here, you do me now.
All right. We're waiting for that sentence all day.
And that's only fair.
Ooh.
I've never seen someone sit on a studio chair so enthusiastically.
It's so cool. I can feel the vibrations changing, and she's controlling it from over there.
Nice.
And what's nice is if you're together in the same room, the woman wears it. It fits snugly. It's a U-shaped. It's got G-spot pleasure end for the inside. There's pleasure button, and the man can feel and enjoy the vibrations at the same time. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
I do. That. I like it.
I'll do the hand motion for you, guys.
It's funny. That we were already doing in our head. That was already happening.
That's super cool.
So what's that one called, Doctor?
This is the We Vibe 4 Plus, and it's great for people in the military, too, right now, that want to stay connected and be intimate still on Valentine's Day.
So you're Skyping?
No, you're doing it right from your phone.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah, so she can get a hold of this. At either end, he's on the other end, anywhere in the world. You can be in the other room.
Fantastic.
It's so cool.
Tell us about ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream. I don't have that one.
Oh, it's, I thought it was on your list.
Here, I have this one.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, my God, what is okay. that?
It's not a fan.
It looks like something that you would put in the sun and then it would spin.
Yes.
In your windowsill. It's
what
really
is
pretty.
That?
It's like, what? That's called the squeal.
The squeal.
And it's an oral sex stimulator. It's got 10 soft silicone tongues.
Yes, it does. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine all the places on your body you can put
that? Look at that. And it's so pretty.
Isn't that cute?
And, I think you're Lisa's favorite guest.
We've lost Lisa.
She comes in with things you would never, I mean, I've never seen any of this stuff. That's awesome.
Huh. Where do you travel to find all of your all of these gems?
I go to the adult novelty trade shows, believe it or not. There's one here in Burbank. They're in Las Vegas. And that's where all the latest and greatest.
For God's sakes, turn it off.
It's amazing how many new things they come up with every year, isn't it? Considering how many there already are.
Yeah, and it's come so far, and now things are focused so much more for not just the ladies and vibrators, but there's tons of men's toys like the Tanga egg that we were talking about. There's great rings. I even have this here. This is
okay.
This is called the Tongue Lover.
The Tongue Lover.
Okay. All right. This is the man wears.
Okay.
This goes around the boys.
Okay.
This is for the main.
Oh, there's one too far right here. One too far.
And this has a little tongue on it with a vibrator for her. So it's great for lovemaking. There's a lot of toys that people can use at the same time.
I feel like I could be paralyzed and still perform. Do that.
Here, let me see if I can.
That's
right.
Unbelievable.
So that goes to the base. This is for her.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the hand motions.
I appreciate having trouble with that particular thought.
All right. Listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but this is just a small fraction of what's available at TickleKitty.com, right? I mean, you've got – how many items you got on the website now?
Gosh,
Doctor?
There's probably about 120. And
unbelievable.
I curate them myself. I cherry pick the ones that I think are best.
And you try them all out, right?
Oh, well, yes. Of course. And something I've done this year, a couple of things. One is I have a new kit. I think people love kits because there's newcomers, no pun intended.
Sure.
They're not always sure what to start with, what to get. So I have the Good Nookie kit.
Okay.
And that's right there. And one of the things I encourage people to do on Valentine's Day is not only focus on the evening, but start the flirting in the morning. And the easiest free thing that you can do is to sex message. The problem is people say, well, Sadie, what do I say? You know, I have a couple things, and then it tapers out. So what I did was I put together a free resource you can get right on the homepage at TickleKitty.com. And I have over 40 different pre-written, sexy, flirty sex messages that you can just copy and paste.
This is not going to work for you, B. Not going to work for you.
How dare you?
Don't even try it.
Use Kevin and Bean as the code for 15% off at TickleKitty.com. And what's your next book? I'm sorry. What's your next book you're working on? Do you have one in mind already?
Well, I do have. The one I brought last year was an ebook.
Yes.
And it's been printed. You have it over there. It's The Mystery of the Undercover.
C word, sure.
All right.
Rhymes with Dolores. Mm-hmm. Pleasure button. So that's printed out. But the next book I'm probably working on is Tickle His Pickle Part 2.
Oh, part two. Part one was especially good.
You know, there's so many more techniques for the ladies to be able to pleasure their men.
Can you jump right in with part two, or do you have to study up and know what happened in part one?
Well, it's good to do part one.
Do part one.
And
okay.
Then, so it's more advanced techniques. Nice. So you probably want to get both when that comes out. Right.
You do stay busy, Doctor. It's unbelievable.
You know, someone's got to do it. I have a tough job, but I love it. I've been doing it for 14 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Well, you do great work. Thank you for stopping by. TickleKitty.com. Enter Kevin and Bean for 15% off. Have yourself a great Valentine's Day. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks, you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:42.
Congratulations to Trisha Benke from Garden Grove. Thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You are the latest winner of Imagine Dragons at the True. Plus, your name goes into the grand prize drawing we'll do Friday morning, where you might actually go on tour with the band. Go see them in Salt Lake City, in Las Vegas, in Atlanta. All the details are at KRock.com. Your chance to qualify comes up at noon today with Kat Corbett. Hey, Ralph.
Trisha Benke.
I don't think Jerry Lewis would enjoy saying her name.
Hello, yeah. Trisha Benke.
And he would spend a lot of time doing it.
Yes, he would. Madonna was on stage, of course, Sunday night at the Grammys. Three more tracks were released from her new album, Rebel Heart. To celebrate that, the whole album drops on March the 10th. But right now, if you pre-order the album from iTunes, you get immediate downloads of three of those new songs that dropped right after she got off of stage, including one that's got a speaking part with Mike Tyson in the beginning of it.
Oh,
I don't know if you heard that or not.
I didn't.
Yeah. I got very excited when I said, oh, Mike Tyson and Madonna in a duet, but it's not. It's just, it's him busy. I'm the greatest. He's the best. I'm the greatest that ever there was. And just, it's like a little spoken word.
That's
about,
all? Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah, and then it goes into her song. But I hope Miley Cyrus was watching Madonna at the Grammys and said, oh, that's my future. I better change course. Change course. Stay on target. Stay on target, Reddit leader.
She introduced Madonna by saying, that's my bitch.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing.
Because she's so edgy.
If you're that person, once you get into your late 50s, early 60s.
I agree.
You start to look sad. Don't be that person anymore.
What would your advice be for somebody like Madonna, a woman in her mid-50s who still wants to make pop music? What should she do you think, Ralph?
I think she certainly can make all the music that she wants. But this is a woman who has prided herself on reinventing herself at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to become a new kind of sexy. She can't be the girl showing her ass to the photographers on the red carpet because it just seems desperate.
So she needs to class it up.
Needs to class it up.
Something appropriate to her age.
Be sexy. Wear clingy, you know, close-fitting dresses. Miley's dress was sexy as hell, but she wasn't showing her ass off.
Right.
She was just like red silk sexy dress. And I think Madonna needs to find out whatever sexy means to her at 60 or whatever she is and try less to act like she acted when she was 30.
Yeah. It worked for her then.
Sure. And I don't blame her. But I think the more she seems to be holding on to that image and trying to stay that person, I think it comes off as a little desperate.
Yeah, it is tougher for women, I think.
Of course.
In that age
group.
I'm not
saying it's easy.
Than it is for men. Because, I mean, you can be out there and be Mick Jagger and be 70 and acting the same way you're acting when you're 25 and nobody cares.
Right. But I don't think you want to. I mean, she lifted up her skirt and she was showing her ass to the photographers on the red carpet.
Yeah, that
and
was.
Stuff.
I think that was ill advised.
That's the way. Veden sort of liked it, but that's the way I felt about her performance, even. I just thought,
yeah,
you know,
it was a little.
Well, I thought that I liked the song. I thought the song
the
was
song's
real good.
Fine.
I think she's still
it's
making
fine.
Good music.
Yeah.
But I think when she tries to do that presentation, she comes off as it's a little embarrassing. It seems like a little bit like somebody's aunt at the wedding who's had too much to drink, who's trying to hit
and
on all the
like,
groomsmen.
Somebody take
like,
her away.
Yeah, because someone get Alice back into the car because it's time for her to go home now. That's right. And Bean went, this is a sad story, this Bobby Christina Brown thing. Of course, she has been in a coma now for the past, what's it been, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think so.
Police now apparently investigating her so-called husband, Nick Gordon, because apparently she's got some injuries to her face and mouth that they discovered when she was face down in that bathtub last weekend. So they're trying to investigate to see whether things came to something physical. They came to blows in some sort of argument before she was found in the bathtub.
That's already an ugly story.
Yeah. Now I heard the family is debating and arguing over whether to pull the plug or not on Bobby Christina Brown. Some speculating they may do it tomorrow, which, if I'm not mistaken, would be 3 years to the day that her mother passed away.
Dude.
Now, why you want to make it happen on that anniversary, I'm not sure. But
yeah,
there's some talk going on about that.
Maybe it's so that you only have one super sad day that comes around on the calendar every year instead of two.
Get all this sadness out of one day.
Yeah, maybe.
You're planning. And I thought of Bean as I saw the story. Bean, were you excited when they found Neil Armstrong's crap in the back of his closet?
Yes, I was.
Did you hear about this story?
No. Previously unknown artifacts from the moon.
Like moon rocks and stuff?
No.
His stuff.
Like smelly moon clothes and things, like in the back of his closet. It was like a bag, and you open it up, and there was a camera that he took some pictures with on the moon, and a tether he used for his spacesuit, and things from NASA that he just had in a baggie stuffed in the back of a closet. And his wife was doing some spring cleaning, and she ran across his moon bag.
That's
said, weird. Oh, here's his astronaut stuff from when he was walking on the moon. So don't you take better care of that stuff?
I would think you would.
It's kind of weird that that stuff, you know, wasn't donated back to NASA. If he didn't, wasn't going to use it for anything, you know, put it in a museum or something.
A museum someplace?
Yeah.
Just in a bag in the back.
He's got his moon camera, his waist tether, his helmet tie-down straps, some netting, a mirror, an emergency wrench, some other things he used when he was in the lunar module that he just had in a NASA bag thrown in the back of the closet.
Back there with the, you know, lawn furniture and the tennis rackets and all the other stuff he's not using.
His chocolate milk fridge. All those things he has hidden away in the back of the closet.
It's also kind of weird that he's been dead a number of years now, and it's weird. Like, what were the circumstances under which his wife was digging into all that stuff, I wonder?
Yeah.
A lot of crap here. Got to get through it at some point.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe your buzz was over and they were looking for some sex toys. Ew, what's in this bag? Any of those eggs? Yeah, give me one of those eggs. I'm Buzz.
TickleKitty.com, Buzz, if you're listening.
Right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Glenn Beck is 51 years old today. He's crazy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is crazy.
Actress Lauren Dern is 48 years old, as is director and TV creator Vince Gilligan, the man that we have to thank for Breaking Bad. Elizabeth Banks is 41. Emma Roberts is 24. And Chloe Grace Moretz celebrates her 18th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Mark Hamill on the program. Mark.
Yeah.
Mother effing Hamill.
He is Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And the Joker.
And he's in Kingsman.
And he's in Kingsman.
Which looks awesome. Adam Carolla will also be here with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
And from the LA Kings, Luke Robitaille, Hall of Famer, is going to be here talking about the stadium series. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.